things about what happened last week in that loss to Sidney Kyoto is the 1,000-yard rusher, Craig Van Dorn, went down with a bad, bad right ankle.
Yeah, it did, Pat. You know, we really hated to see that. You know, Craig's a wonderful young man, and I know he wants nothing more than to be out there tonight, to be out there playing with his teammates. And it's too bad that those things happen. But, you know, we just need somebody to somebody else to step up on the offensive side and defensive side to take some of those carries tonight and, you know, prove that they need to be out, that they should be out there. They can do the job.
Rockets are going to switch around the lineups a little bit. Ryan Adams will quarterback some. He'll also run the ball some. Looked like Wyatt Klein was also taking some snaps. And so the skill positions are very, very young with freshmen and sophomores. And it's one of those types of deals where it's too bad that you got to throw those kids into the varsity fray, but that's the way it is with the numbers that you've got. They've got to try their best and do their best on the varsity level with that experience. Be that as may, it's good experience, but it's kind of a tough road to hoe when you're playing juniors and seniors against every week.
Yeah, it is, Pat. It's really tough for these younger kids to be out there playing against these older and men, some of them, you know, size-wise and talent-wise. But they just got to go out there and do their best. It'd be nice that, you know, they could just play together, you know, that first year, learning all the ropes, plays, you know, all their assignments and everything like that that they need to learn for when they get to be older and they become starters all for, you know, all the time. But, you know, that doesn't happen a whole lot here because we don't get that many numbers out. And you've got to play your best players. So, you know, freshmen, junior, senior, sophomore, whoever they are, they're going to be playing.
And not only that, they got to play both ways, offense and defense. Tonight, the Rockets are in their away uniforms. They've got their solid black pants on. They've got their white jerseys. They've got their black numerals with the gold-yellow trim. They got the black hats with the black face mask, and they got the new EBF Rocket logo on each side, while the Roadrunners have the solid blue pants. They've got blue jerseys with white numerals. They've got blue hats with red face masks, and they've got the logo I-35, the Roadrunners, on each side of their helmets as they come through the banner that the cheerleaders have. We're just about ready for kickoff here on a beautiful, beautiful October fall evening. What a far cry from a couple of weeks ago when it was chilly and windy and rainy. You couldn't ask for a picture-perfect night here at Touro.
Yeah, it is, Pat. It's really nice. You know, it's not too hot. Kids won't have to be concerned about getting overheated. And doesn't look like there's any wind blowing. The flag's pretty limp out there. So this is going to be a perfect night for football.
Perfect night indeed as the captains come out to the center of the football field. The Rockets with Ryan Adams, Austin Engel, Dakota Boyer, and the Moore kid, Trey Moore. And they'll have the ceremonial toss as the man in the white hat says that I-35 won the toss, and they deferred, and they will kick away. So the Rockets will get the ball to start this ball game here as the sun is setting to the west. The lights are on, and the crowd is a little bit sparse on both sides, Mike, but it's Friday night football right here, and the Rockets are getting ready to take this ball on the kickoff to now.
You know, Pat, you know, think about like last week's game. We were pretty fortunate. We had really good starting field position on almost every single drive that we had last week. And we weren't able to turn that into some touchdowns and some scores. But, you know, that's what we need to start doing. We get that good field position. We need to take the ball and start moving it down the field and get those scores, you know, put that pressure on their team so that we're not in the situation that unfortunately we've been in all year, and trying to come from behind to win a game. So we need to get off to a good start here tonight.
All right, exactly. For the Rockets, they're going to send back a couple of guys. One of them's going to be Jaden Moore. Excuse me, Trey Moore, and the other one's going to be Ryan Adams back deep to receive this. In fact, it's Dakota right side. The Roadrunners are just about ready to tee it up, and it'll be number 89, Garrett George. He'll tee it up from the 40-yard line. We're just about underway. This will be your Fremont Country Store kick coming up here, sponsored by Mike and Brandy Rocky out of Fremont, Iowa, for all your country store needs. Check them out. They're just south of the elevator in Fremont. As he approaches, it's a short end-over-end kick. It's going to come up to the up end. Gabe Larkin, the freshman out of Chillicothe, takes it to the center of the field, where he's met by a host of tacklers. He gets past the 30 to about the 32-yard line, Mike. So Rockets, not too shabby to get started here at the 32.
No, that's not bad field position, Pat, you know, to start on a kickoff. So let's see what we can do.
Very rarely do we talk about our digs here, but we've got a very, very nice booth here. Excellent guest host from the 35 as they run the first play right up the gut, and he gets stacked up there. That must have been Moore, the ball carrier, and he doesn't get any yardage. In fact, they'll give him 1 yard on the play, so it'll be second nine. But just a nice facility here at Touro.
Yeah, it is, Pat. Looks like we're going into a hurry-up offense tonight.
Hurry-up offense is right, as Ryan Adams, the ball was on the ground, it looks like, as they try to catch I-35 off guard, but nothing doing, as the offensive line has not been able to stop them on two plays. Loss of that yard gained earlier, and already you got third and 10 coming up.
Yeah, Pat, we need to nice to get a first down here, get some momentum going.
Jeffrey Kopke on the ball. The senior center takes the count from Adams in a pitch to Dakota Boyer. He tries the right side, and nothing doing as well. And the Rockets will go three and out immediately on their first possession.
Yeah, Pat, it's not the start that we really need to get here. But we'll see what we can do here on defense.
All right, it's been a venture on punts, as it looks like Lane Morrison is back. There's the snap, the step, the kick. It's a low line driver that's going to bounce in I-35 territory, take a nice rocket roll, and it's going to go dead at the 37-yard line. So I-35 with even better position than the Rockets did.
And it ended up being about a 33-yard punt, Pat, looks like. Not too bad.
Had some decent bounces last week against Sigourney Kyoto on this punt, so hopefully that'll continue to carry over. Rockets now on defense here, and we'll see if they can have as much aggression as the Roadrunners did on their first possession. White is the quarterback in the shotgun position. Hey, hand it off right away. Nice job by the defense as Cassidy takes the ball. The freshman running back, he gets about 2 yards up to the 40-yard line. Good job by the defense on the line. Looks like Larkin was in on the stop there.
That's a nice job there, Pat. We only got about 2 yards on that play, so good start for us.
The Roadrunners tend to throw a lot. They got three receivers to the right here, one to the left. There's a snap, looking to throw, has time, fires it out over here. It's incomplete, but he did have his man. It would have been close to the first down, but it fell just outside of his hands. First pass, incomplete, and that'll stop the clock. But it brings up a big, big third down and 8 for the Rocket defense.
I don't know what it is about our – I know they're not in our district, but it seems like everybody we've played this year has had a really nice quarterback. That was a really nice pass.
It was a nice pass by White. He is a senior, about 170 pounds. He takes the snap, runs to his right. He's got some room. He trips and falls. Oh, my, what a break for the Rockets as he dropped the ball, but it will not be an Eddyville Builder turnover. But he tripped on the – 40-yard stripe. I think he thought he had so much room that he could run forever, and he just stumbled and lost his footing. He'll be fourth down and about 7 yards to go.
I think the line kind of jumped up and bit him there, Pat.
It happens from time to time. Formation for the Roadrunners. There's the snap. The step and the kick. It's high, and it's a wobbly kick. It's going to come down, and it's caught. Moore with the catch, and he flops down at the 33-yard line, and so the Roadrunners go three and out, and we'd hate to think that we're going to be full of Harris Ag Service punts all night long, but there's been two of them so far, Mike.
Yeah, Pat, that was a really, I don't know if that was a really good thing for Trey to do there. He jumped at the ball and dove forward and caught it in midair. That could have been really, really bad there if he couldn't control it.
Exactly. Rockets come up in that power eye formation.
Yeah.
Ryan Adams under center. Takes a snap, turns, and gives it to that running back, Moore. And he is able to get some yardage out of that. Nice job on first down. Able to get about 5 yards. And that's what Coach Bear likes to do. Ground to pound. And it'll come up to be second and five. The biggest play from scrimmage thus far on their second series.
Yeah, it was, Pat. That was a nice run there on first down. That's what we need to do more of, get some good yardage on first down. You know, that gives you a lot more options to be able to run.
All right, under center, quick snap, gives it more, tries the right side, and he gets tripped up. Looks like if he could just get past that initial wave, he'd be able to make quite a little bit of ground up. But he's getting tripped up in there. In comes Wright. Out goes number 32, and that's Jake Taylor in with the play. They were running hurry-up offense on that first series, but not this time. Adams under center takes the snap, gives it to Moore, and he tries to push his way up past the 40 to about the 41, and he's just going to be just shy, Mike, about 1 yard.
Yeah, he's about a yard short there. Not sure whether we're going to go for it here or not. We're still in our territory here in the first half, so I don't know if he's willing to take a gamble right now or not. Looks like we are.
There's your answer right away. Adams up to the line of scrimmage. Takes a snap. Gives it to Moore. Oh, my goodness. Everybody on the I-35 was there to meet him, and they have held. So in two possessions, the Rockets go three and out, and this time they'll go four and out. And now the Roadrunners have excellent field position at the Rocket 40-yard line.
Yeah, that was a big gamble to take their pat in our own territory here in the first half. But it just shows that he's got confidence in his kids, offense and defense.
All right, up they come, the Roadrunners from I-35, spread out with receivers, two to the right, one to the left. There's the snap, and they give it to the running back, and he is hit in the backfield, but he's able to get up to the 35-yard line for a 5-yard gain.
There's another run there by Cassidy.
Austin Engel with the stop. And they'll have second and about five. So a big series here for the defense of the Rockets. Two receivers to the right, two to the left, one to the right. There's the snap. Running again is Cassidy, and he is stopped right at the line of scrimmage. So out to the 35, they'll give him one. And here's a big third down and four here in the first quarter for the Roadrunners. Yeah. I've only seen the arm of White one time. Sorry, Mike.
No, that's okay. Like I said, Pat, that's a big play for us here right now. We just need to find the ball and stop them.
Two receivers to the right, two to the left. White in the shotgun formation. Rockets look like they're trying to blitz. There's a snap. White does run it, and he gets tripped up at the line there. Good job by the defense to keep him from getting to the 30-yard line. They'll be at the 32. And now I-35's got a chance to go for it on fourth down. Fourth and two, and White's only shown that arm off once in pregame. It looked like he was able to throw that ball without any problem. And now they'll send one receiver to the left, two to the right. On fourth down, there's the snap. They give it to the running back, and he is stopped. And they blow the ball dead. At the 31, he should be short.
Yeah, I don't think he made it, Pat.
And there is a Rocket slow getting up there, and he is holding his gut there.
It's Austin
Engel. That's not a good thing at all. Yes, it is Austin Engel. And he's helped up by his teammate, Gabe Larkin, and he's trotting off the field.
I think maybe he got hit in the groin area, Pat.
Oh, he's been
February. Yeah. I think that's what it was.
All right. So both teams go four and out. That was a huge defensive stop by the Rockets against I-35. Rockets will have it on their third possession at the 31. They've been hovering around the 30-yard line thus far. Biggest gain's been a five-yard run, but have not been able to put together a Veldhuizen chiropractic first down. There's the snap. Wyatt Klein, the freshman, is in there. So that means Ryan Adams is probably the tailback on that play, and he is indeed the last one getting up. So Coach Bear wants a little bit more power in there. Instead of more, they'll put in Adams in the backfield.
Yeah, Pat, you know, it doesn't hurt to change things up a little bit.
All right, Rockets, power eye formation again. White Klein under center. There's some movement in the backfield, and Adams was leaning forward, and that's going to kill you every time. 5 yard penalty against the Rockets.
Yeah, Pat, that's the last thing we need. We don't need to be doing any penalties, making any penalties here. It just hurts any momentum that we get. We just can't do that. We've had trouble with that all year, it seems like.
They say that they're behind the sticks, and they are indeed. Second down and about 12 for the Rockets here in the first quarter. 5:10 left. Klein pitches it to the left. Ryan Adams tries to cut it upfield, and he is dragged down, drops the ball, and they will say he was down. It's not a Eddyville Builder turnover there, so good thing for the Rockets as he gains about 1 or 2 yards. It'll still be third down and 12, and they're behind the sticks again.
Looks like Austin Angle came back in, Pat.
All right, that's good to hear. He's about the most beef we got on the line besides the CeeLo. Colby Lopez is anchoring the left side. Rockets under center. Pitch toss and a pass to Boyer, and he tries to hit Moore out of the backfield, and it's incomplete. He kind of threw that a little bit hurriedly. I don't know if he was under pressure, Mike, but it seemed like he got rid of it kind of quick.
Yeah, it looked like, I thought it was going to be a run all the way, Pat, but then he kind of made a little jump stop and passed it there. He had a lot of pressure on him, though.
All right, so Rockets in punt formation. Lane Morrison, as the Rockets go three and out. Once again, there's the step, the kick. It's a lazy floater that's going to bounce at I-35-30, and it gets by one tackler, gets by two, but not the rest of them. That was Daniels, the punt returner, gain of about two, and the Roadrunners will have it. And this will be their third possession. And they've been hovering around the 40-yard line, make it the 43 now, that they'll have it for their third possession.
That was a nice strong tackle by Ryan Adams there, Pat.
All right. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. Actually, three. Now the man in motion is Cassidy. He takes it on the sweep to the left side. He's got some room to run over there. He'll get the first down of the evening. Nice job on that jet sweep, I guess they call that.
That was a nice run, Pat. He took the handoff right there in the backfield when he was in motion and had a lot of speed going for him, and he got around the corner, made a nice run.
I don't know about you, but I'm kind of disappointed that White has been throwing the ball around a little bit more.
Yeah, he was passing the ball really well there in warm-ups when we were watching him, Pat. He's really very, very accurate.
Quick stats claim that it's 53% run. That'd be 53% passing, 47% running out of this team. Now White throws. He looks to throw. He's under pressure. He gets by two guys. He scrambles up to left side, and he'll get that first down again. Good job out of him. Oh, my. Kopke had some pressure like none other, but he couldn't get him down, and White was able to scramble up the field. He's just short of that first down, second and about one. Nice job by White.
I don't know if you saw that, Pat, with the official on the far side of the field over there on our side. I think that line kind of stepped up and bit him this time.
I saw him take a slide. He looked like he was going into the second base. Pretty good. White sends out two receivers to the left, two to the right on the second down play. Now the man in motion is Cassidy. He takes it on the jet sweep this way,
nice
and he
play.
Gets stopped. Nice job over here. Jeffrey Kopke and Dakota Boyer tag team to give them about a half a yard loss. Third down coming up, Mike.
That was a really nice play by Jeffrey and Dakota there. Jeffrey played off his block and went right, got into the backfield and made a nice tackle there.
What a huge play here. Third and about one on the Rocket 35-yard line with a 2:35 on the clock in the first quarter. No score here at Touro. White from the shotgun. He's a run option, and he takes it himself. He'll get the first down, still running over on the right side. A good job by him as he was able to let his blockers do their job, and then he was able to run over here on the right side and pick up that first down.
Yeah, he did a really nice job, Pat, of playing off his blocks and just waiting for the block to happen for him so he could get around to the outside and make that first down.
All right. Rockets now with their backs to the wall on the 25-yard line of EVF. I-35 is putting together a pretty decent drive here, starting at the 43-yard line of their own. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. There's a snap. White looks to throw. He's legs it down the field, and it's incomplete. Excellent job by Jake Taylor on the defense there in the end zone. That ball was spot on, and that was the type of play we wanted to see out of White. And Jake Taylor, the senior, was able to play it perfectly.
He did a really nice job, Pat. He was stride for stride with him going down the field when the ball got close. Him and the receiver both jumped, and I think he got a chance and got his hand on the ball and knocked it down.
All right, second and 10 from the Rocket, 25. White, two receivers to the left, to the right. He runs to the left, looking to throw. Now he points, and he's going to run up the field. A nice job of tackling to bring him down, but he gets to about the 20-yard line.
It looks like it, Pat.
Yeah, that'll be the Riverside Auto Zones. A Riverside Auto Supply Zone, collision repair and estimates from deer damage to total car or truck restoration. Riverside Auto Supply can help you out and do the job right, located in downtown Eddyville at the four-way stop. And so it's third down and about four with a 1:45 on the first quarter clock. White in shotgun position, takes the snap, rolls to his right. He's being chased. He's up the field. He's got some yardage. He could go the distance, and there's a touchdown. White, with a run of 19 yards, takes it in for the score.
Yeah, once again, Pat, you know, we've seen that earlier. He does a really nice job of waiting for his block, and when the hole opens, he goes for it, and he does a nice job. He was able to get to the outside corner and cut it up and made a nice run down the sideline for touchdown.
19-yard run by White as the extra point team is on for the kick. There's the snap, the step, the kick. It looks low, but it's good. And the Roadrunners take that 7-0 lead here in the first quarter.
Yeah, Pat, like I said just a little bit ago, they've put together a nice drive, I-35 did. You know, they tried to mix in a couple passes there, but we were doing a really good job of covering their receivers and didn't let them get a chance to throw too many there. Maybe I think they had a couple passes on that drive, and they had like a rollout call that he could pass or run, and he couldn't find anybody open on those passes, but he made some nice runs off of it.
And they're on the board first here in the first quarter with a 1:31 on the clock. The Roadrunners, on the strength of a Jalen White run of 19 yards, go up 7-0 with the extra point good on the kick. And the Rockets are facing that uphill battle right away. They have had decent field position, but they just haven't been able to do anything. Unofficially, the Rockets with no first downs here, 3-and-out, 4-and-out, and then another 3-and-out here, as this will be their fourth possession in the first quarter.
I think we need to try to mix in that pass a little bit more, Pat. We've only had one pass attempt so far. And, you know, we need to mix things up a little bit better, I think.
This Fremont Country Store kick is brought to you by Mike and Brandy Rocky. And, of course, on that throw, it was a left-hander, Boyer, going to his right side. Ryan Adams takes it at the 20, goes up to the middle of the field. Instead of running straight up the field, he went at a diagonal to get to the middle of the field. I don't know if they had a play. play set up on the right side, but it didn't work out as good as it should have, as the Rockets will have the ball just outside their 30 at the 29-yard line.
Now, you say that, Pat. I'm trying to think of any of our other kickoff returns that we've had this year, and I haven't seen it. I think every one of them we've done, we've taken right straight up the field so far this year. I don't know why we're doing that, but maybe that's where he thinks we have the best opportunity.
Wyatt Klein, he hands it off to Ryan Adams over there on the right side. He gets some running room, and Rockets are able to get some yardage on that first play from scrimmage. Nicely done. A gain of about 4 or 5. So it's going to be second down and about 6 for the Rockets. So a good job getting the ball to the outside instead of running it up the middle.
And did a nice job there, Patty, getting to the outside and getting some good yardage.
All right, Wyatt Klein, the quarterback, hands it off to Adams. Nice job as he is able to get that first down, and there it is, a first Veldhuizen chiropractic first down of the night, sponsored by Dr. Dustin Veldhuizen. Good job by Ryan Adams as they're able to get a first down with 44 seconds left in the quarter.
That was a nice run by Ryan there, Pat. It went straight up, like I said, he went straight up the field. Both arms on the ball. You know, we talked last week, he kind of had his head down when he was running, but this time he had his head up a lot higher.
All right, Klein turns around, gives it to Adams again. He busts through and gets up to pass the 45-yard line. And I don't know if you noticed, Mike, but both of those runs were on the left side. They've been running everything to the right side, but the last two runs by Adams have been on the left side of the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Pat, good thing to change it up here. Give him something else to look at.
All right, Klein gives it to Adams. They try the right side again, and he's trying to get some yardage. They're finally going to blow the whistle as he gets almost to the midfield stripe, and that'll do it for the first quarter. So after one, the Roadrunners lead 7-0 over the Rockets.
You know, Pat, we had good field position whenever we started with the ball that quarter. We just weren't able to do much with it, but we've got a nice drive going so far here at the end of the first quarter, so we're hoping this keeps going.
Got to stay away from penalties and got to stay away from turnovers. That's right. The Lush Boutique in downtown Eddyville, where you can find your official Rocket gear. Angie Lopric has jewelry, clothes, shoes, and home decor. You can personalize your shirt to support the Rockets with the number one fan or your kid's jersey number on it. She is open from Tuesdays to Saturdays. And if the Rockets score 4 touchdowns in any varsity football win, you get to receive 25% off any item in the store the following Tuesday only. Blush Boutique, she can be found on Facebook as well. And Loeffler Dirt Works, for all types of dirt work needs, Loeffler Dirt Works is able to get the job done right with precise guided GPS system on all of Chad Loeffler's equipment. Remember, farmers, fall is fast approaching. You need to think about what you're going to be needing after harvest. Get your reservations in for terrace construction and tiling. For all your dirt work needs, call Chad at 641-226-2231. And we didn't see any dirt work going on, Coach Lane, but we sure did see the harvest rolling soybeans and corn from Eddyville all the way to Truro. It's happening.
Yeah, it is, Pat. There's a lot of crops been taken out this last week or so. And, you know, the way the weather's been, it's been an ideal fall so far for the farmers. So we hope everybody stays safe and has a good crop.
All right. First play from scrimmage from the 50-yard line is to Moore, and he didn't get much at all, a 1-yard gain, as Klein got popped right when he handed that ball off. There was a penalty flag on the play. And we'll see what happens here with the man in the white hat.
Oh, I think they picked it up, Pat. I don't know what he was throwing it for. Yeah, like I said, Wyatt got hit right when he was giving the ball, handing the ball off, and it's a wonder we didn't have a fumble right there.
4th and 1 for the Rockets. You'd think they could do the hard count right here. Fine. Under center. Takes the snap. Gives it to Ryan. He gets hit hard, and he did not make it. So that drive, a turnover on downs, and the Rockets stall right at the midfield strike.
Yeah, it's too bad that we had a nice little drive going there on that possession, but, yep, defense is going to have to get tough here and hold them and get the ball back.
All right, from the 50-yard line, the Roadrunners come out with a 7-0 lead, and we'll see what they do here on their first possession of the second quarter. White sends three receivers to the right, two to the left. He's over here looking at the bench. White now looks over the defense, has a man in motion. That's Cassidy. White takes it right up the field. He's got some room to run. He's in the open at the 30, the 25, the 20, being chased by Taylor, and he will not catch him. A 50-yard run by White on the first play of their possession of the second quarter.
Nice fake handoff there, Pat, on that same play that they had run earlier when Cassidy had taken it and went around the left side for a nice gain. White kept it this time and just went right up the middle. Nice run. Very quick.
He is very quick, and he outran Jake Taylor, so that ought to tell you how fast he is. George on to kick the extra point here, and one of the I-35 linemen's got a little problem with his hat there, getting some attention by the referee there to get it snapped on straight, and they're going to boot him off, and they're going to have to bring in the next guy. He's a big dude, 74. 240. No wonder he's big. All right, there's the snap, the step and the kick. It looks good, and it is good. 14-0 lead for the Roadrunners here early in the second quarter.
Yeah, Pat, that's not what we need. You know, we're down 14-0 here, and you know, we're not getting off to good starts in these games, and that's something we really need to get turned around, because that puts a lot of pressure on your offense, puts a lot of pressure on your defense, you know, to get something done. And it takes a toll after a while. You know, you're out there on the field for a long time, especially your defense. I know we have a lot of kids that have to play both ways. It's kind of been our story the last several years that we just don't get the numbers out that we really need to be able to rest some players.
That's right. The Fremont Country Store in Fremont has a full line of hardware items there at the Country Store. Electrical, plumbing, nuts and bolts. Country Store will take care of you. Specialize in DeWalt, Milwaukee, Irwin Power Tools. The Country Store carries big game feeds as well. Stop in. Meet Mike and Brandy for all your hardware needs just south of the elevator in Fremont, Iowa. As the Roadrunners are set to kick off here, they've got a 3-3 record thus far, and they are looking to put another one notch to go above 500. Here's the kick high, end over end. It's going to come over on the far side there. Up the field, Adams comes. He gets a nice seam. He drops the ball. The ball is on the ground and is being fought for. It looks like the Rockets come up with it. Oh, my goodness. No, the Roadrunners come up with it. It's a huge turnover for the Rockets, an Eddyville Builder turnover. Scott Greer, he had a beautiful, beautiful run, Ryan Adams did, and then he coughed it up.
That's too bad, Pat. That was a really nice run Ryan had going there, and I don't know if the ball got hit out of his hand or it looked like maybe it looked like a tackler was coming around trying to tackle him and knock the ball out instead. Unfortunately for us, that was a heck of a nice run.
Well, I-35 gets the ball right back at the midfield stripe. White takes it, looks to throw. He throws it down the field. He's got a man open, but he overshoots him. Nice job on the defense. He got hit by the backside there. Gabe Larkin was in there. Kopke was in there. Number 50 for the Rockets was in there. That was Austin Gray, but that's not who it is now. Not sure who's got 50 on tonight, but nice hit. But White let that puppy rip, and it was just about an incomplete on the first play there.
Yeah, we had really good pressure on Mr. White right there on that pass play. And number 50, we're not sure who that is. Did a heck of a job putting the pressure on him.
Two receivers to the right, one to the left on this snap. He rolls left, looking to throw. Pops it off to his short man, Cassidy, who gains it 4 yards on that little dump pass. He understands what he needs to do out back there, managing the game. he was able to come drifting over here to the sideline, let his receivers down the field do what their thing is, and then he dumped it off to Cassidy. 4 yards is better than a kick in the teeth. They got third and manageable, third and five from the 44-yard line. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. 4-I-35, leading 14-0. There's a snap. White looks like he's trying to run for it. He's got some room to go, and he gets hit and wrapped up on the outside here, short of the first down. He's able to make some people miss, but it looks like Boyer was able to wrap him up, as well as Andrew Wright and Ryan Adams.
Did a nice job of pursuit there. White was kind of running to his right and came back to his left. And we did a nice job of not missing him there. So we had a very good chance. He made a couple of spin moves, but we were still able to hang on to him and pull him down.
Fourth down and about four from the 42-yard line. Big play here for the Rockets. And they jump off a side right when we were thinking about calling the silent count ourselves. The Rockets jump off sides, and that will be their second penalty of the night, and that will give a first down to I-35. Unofficially, their fourth first down of the evening, and right there you're looking at shooting yourself in the foot a little bit by making those mistakes.
Yeah, it really hurts you, Pat. You know, you give up a first down like that when they don't even have to run a play. You know, there's always a chance of a fumble on any play.
Exactly. Cassidy in motion. Low snap. White picks it up, runs to his left. He's almost had the corner turned, and he got out of bounds there. Andrew Wright on the defense, but White has enough speed to get 4 yards out of practically nothing. And you got to admire a kid who was able to do that.
And he has a very good knowledge of the game, it seems to us. And he knows what to do with the ball. Doesn't seem like he panics out there, and he makes very good decisions.
Second and six, 4 yard gain on that play. One receiver to the right, one to the left. White takes it, hands it off to his up man, and he's got some nice room to run. Number 30 was Eggly, and he gets a first down as he'll be inside the 25 to about the 24 yard line.
Yeah, I think that's his first run of the night, Pat.
Correct. That looked like a counter play, a quick hitter. And by spreading the Rockets out on the defense, they were able to step in there with that first play. The linebacking core has got to play that pass. There wasn't anybody home. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. There's the snap. White looks to throw. Fires it deep downfield. He's got a man open, and he overshoots him. And White got hit. Kolke was able to knock him down. It's a good thing, too, because he was wide open in the end zone, streaking towards the end zone, that is. That'll bring up a second down from the 24-yard line.
And we've done a much better job tonight, Pat, of staying with receivers. You know, last few weeks, the quarterbacks we've been facing have done a really nice job. They've been very accurate on their passes, and we just haven't been able to stay with the receivers very well, but tonight we're doing a lot better job.
Three receivers to the right now, two to the left. White, the lone man in the backfield. A little short pass to the up man, Cassidy. He's got some room to run, but there's a penalty flag back here thrown by the side judge. We'll see what happens on this one.
Might be a chop block, Pat.
Okay. Well, that'll help out a lot. Here comes the man in the white hat, and he's chatting with the guy who threw the flag, and we'll see what happens. Excellent swing pass to Cassidy. Hit him right in stride. He was able to cut up the field to get down inside the 10, but here comes holding against I-35, and that'll cost him 10 yards. And it kind of hurts more because the ball was able to be inside the 10. Like I said, they had a first down, first and goal. Here comes the walk-off. There's 5 yards. And here comes the 10. So the ball will sit now at about the 33-yard line. Rockets need to make a stand here. Second down coming up in 18 for the Roadrunners. They lead 14-0 here in a non-District 6 affair as the Rockets were on the road. Next week, we'll be home for the final home game, as the Rockets will be taking on the Highland Riverside. The Huskies come to Igrind Field. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. White, ready for the snap, takes it, rolls to his left, looking, fires it downfield, and it goes right through his receiver's hands. He would have had not quite 10 yards on that play, but now it brings up a third down situation for the Roadrunners.
I think even if he caught that, Pat, it was going to be incomplete because it looked like he was out of bounds when he would have caught it.
That's the beauty of being up a little higher than we usually are at Igrind Field. We can see over the players that are standing on the sidelines. At Igrind, it's a little bit lower elevation, and we can't quite see. Three receivers to the right, two to the left, White, all alone in the backfield. Takes the snap, looks, steps up in the pocket, throws it downfield, and his receiver had turned the wrong way. He turned to his right. He should have been turning to his left, and he would have had a nice touchdown.
Yeah, that's good for us there, Pat. The receiver wasn't looking the right way, looking over his wrong shoulder for that, and it was right there. Would have been a nice pass play for a touchdown.
He was behind the defender, yes, and would have been another six for the Roadrunners. They're up already 14-0 here at Touro, Iowa. Is there a little bit of smoke in the air? Must have been the burger barn over here cooking them up. White in the shotgun takes the snap. Looks to throw downfield. He's got a man open again, and it's tipped right there at the end. Excellent job by the Rockets there. Ryan Hinkle is able to get a hand on it and flick it away for an incomplete pass.
Nice job by Ryan there. He's right with the receiver and just got his hand up at the right time. Nice job.
All right. That was a fourth down play, so the Rockets will take over at the 33-yard line. Will take it.
Yes, we will, Pat. We need all the help we can get here right now.
Up to the line of scrimmage comes Ryan Adams, and he takes the ball over the left side and gains about 4 yards on that first play. Excuse me, Wyatt Klein, the freshman out of Blicksburg, Iowa, with a quarterback keeper, and he gains 5 yards.
Nice job there by Wyatt. It's the first time he's got to run the ball tonight, and I don't think I-35 was looking for that.
I know I wasn't.
I wasn't either.
He had a little bit more speed than I anticipated. Power I formation for the Rockets. Klein hands off to the second guy through, and he gets hit on that left side, and he'll get rocked back. Little or no gain. It'll bring up third down from the 39-yard line. They need to get to the 43, Coach. So it's a big third down here. Third and four.
I'd like to see a hard count here, Pat.
For turnabout's fair play, yes, that would be smart. 8:30 on the clock here before halftime. Rockets down 14-0. They'll line up in the power eye formation again. Klein under center takes the snap, rolls to his right, looking, and the ball is loose on the ground, and it looks like the Roadrunners are going to get it. It's another Eddie Builder turnover. Oh, my goodness gracious. Scott Greer sponsoring those turnovers, but they've been the other way, Coach Lane.
Yeah, they have, Pat. That's too bad right there. But, we're not getting our blocks on the outside that we need there. Gabe could not bite off the guy that he was blocking to keep him away from Wyatt. And the defender did a really nice job of pushing Gaben back into the backfield and right into Wyatt.
Yeah, he was able to knock that ball out. So he took on the blocker, knocked the ball out, and Roadrunners have the ball on the 30-yard line. There's the first snap. They'll give it off to Cassidy on the run, and he's over on the right side, and he'll get a first down over there. So after the fumble, the Roadrunners pick up 10 yards right away.
That nice run there, Pat. Cassidy's a really quick young man, too. We need to do something to stop that speed of theirs.
It must be short by 6 inches or so. Well, now they're going to blow the whistle. And we'll take a little bit of a timeout, too. Fremont Funeral Home, when a loved one passes, you can count on the Fremont Funeral Home to provide you with honest, dependable professional assistance through a difficult time. Fremont Funeral Home will be able to take care of your stressful situations, bring a calming effect call the Fremont Funeral Home the next time you're in need. 641-933-4315. And this timeout is brought to you by Hawkeye Real Estate with Robbie Davis. Looking to buy, sell real estate in the Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont area? Call Robbie Davis of Hawkeye Real Estate, an EBF alum who continues to live and work at Eddyville area, making him an expert in the local market. Whether you're buying, selling, or renting, call Robbie Davis today at 641-660-4413 for all your real estate needs.
Yeah, they got the first down there, Pat. It wasn't by much, though.
Unofficially, there's sixth first down of the half as the Roadrunners are knocking on the door. They're already in the Riverside Auto Supply Zone. It's ready to strike for touchdown number three. White takes it. Hands off to his up guy. He gets into the secondary, but nice job of tripping him up. There was a Boyer and number 50 for the Rockets to stop him from going any further. Second down and about five.
Another nice run by Egley there, Pat, their fullback.
They get second and four, so he gained six on that first down play, and the Roadrunners are starting to flex their muscles on the line of scrimmage, Mike.
Yeah, they are, Pat. They're really getting some nice pushes here on their first downs.
All right, one receiver to the right, one to the left. White takes the snap, drops back to throw, looking. Now he'll run up the middle. He's got some room to run. He makes a couple of people miss. He's to the left side, and finally he's taken down by Dylan Howard inside the five. White is very elusive.
Too many missed tackles, Pat. We had hands on him two or three times. We should have brought him down. We're just not doing a good job of getting to where we need to be to tackle.
It's like he's got an extra gear that he's able to kick into and get around people. And there's a timeout, and it'll go to the Rockets. Rockets with their first timeout of the first half, and Coach Bear burns it on a defensive side of the ball.
That's a good timeout here, Pat. You know, it's first down and goal at the four. Be a good chance to give your defense a little bit of a break here. Get them to catch their breath, you know, talk over some strategy on the things they want to look for. And I don't know, I'd keep your eye on Mr. White. He's a very good, quick quarterback.
Valhausen Chiropractic. Your chiropractic needs could be met in downtown Eddyville at Valhausen Chiropractic and Wellness. Let Dr. Valhausen provide you with the comfort you're looking for through a skilled care and wellness program. Valhausen Chiropractic works with all types of insurance plans to make it easier for you. Stop in today. Get to know the team at Valhausen Chiropractic and Wellness. They are located in downtown Eddyville. We're glad that they're on board sponsoring Rocket Football. And they'll be sponsoring Rocket Volleyball next Tuesday as Mike and I will be traveling to Bloomfield as the Rockets will be taking on Davis County Mustangs in a huge South Central Conference game. All right, first and goal from the four. They do an inside handoff to Egley, and he gets close to the yard marker or the goal line, but he's held out just short. They'll be second and goal from about the one or two.
Yeah, they don't have to. I-35 doesn't have to worry about running the clock out here in the second quarter before half. We still got about a little less than seven minutes now. So, you know, they can just take their time, you know, and do what they want to do.
All right. They've got one receiver out here on the left side. Power formation with a couple of tight ends as Cassidy takes it, and he'll roll into the end zone. A one-yard run by Cassidy, and the Roadrunners will be going up 20-0 here at Touro.
Yeah, nice little run there by Cassidy off to the, looked like he went off tackle there. Nice run.
At the 6:37 mark, the Roadrunners go up 20-0. There's the kick, and it looks good, and it is good. 21-0 is the score, and the Rockets make that uphill battle a little bit harder as they're down by three scores.
Yeah, Pat, it's down 21-0. We still have 6.5 minutes left here in the second quarter, and you know, give Tess plenty of time to take the ball down the field, score, you know, stop them, get the ball back, and make another score. So, you know, that's what they need to strive for right now is to get a touchdown here on this possession, stop them, and then take it back for the end of the first half to score again.
Don't forget, folks, you can download the free Thunderbolt app right from KIIC 96.7 FM. You can check up on all the local scores by going to your app store, downloading that on your smartphone, and you can get the local scores and see how things are going around the area. As PCM is 7 over Clark, 7-0 in the early going. Knoxville leading Sheraton 7-0 in the first quarter as well. Pella leads Newton 7-0. Mount Pleasant and Fairfield in a dinger 14-13. And Keota is beating Highland 13-8 in the second quarter of that game there.
Yeah, I thought that when you were scrolling down that Albion CMB are still scoreless in the first quarter. That could be a really tough game for Albion.
They call that a slobber knocker, I think, is what they do. And on this Fremont Country Store kick, it's going to be short. It's going to bounce on the ground, and it's going to be picked up by Dakota Boyer, and he's going to get hit at about the 30-yard line. So the Rockets got 70 yards to go to pay dirt, and we'll see how they do with this possession. Wayne leading Seymour 38-0. Of course, that's an eight-man run up and down the field. Moravia 20, Twin Cedars 6. And Montezuma leads North Mahaska 35-0 here at North Mahaska in the second quarter. Rockets coming up to the line of scrimmage as Pekin leads Lone Tree 13-6. Under center is Ryan Adams, and there is a whistle. And the man in the white hat says, timeout Rockets. So the Rockets blow two timeouts, especially coming out after that kickoff. Kind of surprising, but if they weren't set up in the right situation, you might as well get it straight.
Yeah, Pat, you don't want to get off to a good start on your possession here after the kickoff and after they scored. So, you know, not bad timeout. You know, make sure everybody knows everybody's on the same page.
New London is beating Van Buren 14-0 as well. I got all that information off of the Thunderbolt app, and you can too. Go to your app store and download the Thunderbolt app. It's free for your smartphone, and you can get all the scores up to date. It's quite handy, and it also has some other stuff like the weather and college scores and things on that nature. So Joe Millage doing things right with the app there as Ryan Adams is under center, ready to take the snap. He turns and gives it to his up man, and he gets a nice, nice run. Good job out of that up runner. I don't know if it's Hinkle or Moore. We'll take a look when they unpile him here. But 38 is Hinkle. Good job out of Ryan Hinkle. As the sophomore is able to get about 9 yards on that carry.
Nice run there by Hinkle.
And again, he went off the left side of that line. Adams hands off to the next guy, and that was Dylan Howard. Is that who that was?
Yes, that's Dylan.
Dylan carries the mail for his first carry in the Rockets. Are able to get their second first down at the Veldhuizen Chiropractic first down and the second one of the ball game, and they've got a little bit of a drive moving along here. Nice job by the Rocket offensive line as well to fire off the ball. Kopke over the ball at center. Adams ready to take the snap. There's the snap to give to Hinkle, and he gets to the left side, and he gets hit hard, a gain of about one, as he got met by a host of them. They were ready that time for that run to the left.
And another hard run up the middle there, Pat. You know, didn't get much off of it, but, you know, a couple yards, you know, keeps things going here.
Second and about eight coming up across the way, the Rockin' Faithful. About the same number as there was at the Iowa City game. And over here on the I-35 side, there's a lot of empty seats. As well for this high school game. They give to Hinkle. He gets up to about the 50 where he gets rocked back. As
I think that was Trey, Pat.
Oh, Trey Moore. Okay. Yeah, we haven't heard from him for a little while. He gets up to the midfield stripe, and he'll bring up a third and manageable. Third and four, a must-have for the Rockets, and let's try that hard count again.
I don't know why we don't, Pat. It'd be a good time to do it here. You know, every play we've run so far, we've been off of the first count. So
there it is, a snap. And looking to throw, he fires it upfield. It's caught. And I don't know if he's going to be good enough for the first down. Hinkle was on the receiving end, and it's going to be tight, and he's going to come up short. Fourth down and about one for the Rockets. They are in I-35 territory at the 46-yard line. Definitely got to be going for it with 4:04 and a half. Down 21-0.
Yeah, and you're down here, Pat. You know, when you're in their territory, you just almost have to go for it.
All right. Under center is the quarterback, Ryan Adams. He hands off. A nice job of running right up the gut that time. It looks like it was Hinkle again. Nope.
Yep.
Now Ryan Hinkle carrying the mail on fourth down to get a first down, a Veldhuizen chiropractic first down. Good job out of Ryan.
A nice hard run there, Pat. He kept his legs going and never stopped and kept driving forward. Really nice job.
All right. Keep the ball moving here. The Rockets are on the 42-yard line of I-35. Adams, under center, turns. He keeps the ball here on the quarterback keeper. Gets hit hard by Jalen White, and he gets out of bounds over here. Wow, White was able to hit him on the noggin. And the man in the white hat's being talked to. Let's see what happens here.
Might be a penalty for a shot to the head, Pat. I'm not sure.
Here comes the call. Yes, indeed. That should be an automatic first down. Yes. Veldhuizen chiropractic first down. Blow to the head. Led with the helmet. And that ought to be 15 yards, Coach.
That should be.
Let's see what happens here. They step off. There's five. There is 10, if he can get through the Rockets.
Yeah, they're all kind of standing there blocking his way.
And there is 15 yards. It'll take it to the 25, where it'll be a first down, the fourth first down unofficially in the first half. And the Rockets are with their deepest drive thus far tonight. Adams under center. Power eye formation behind him. Hands off to a Moore, and he is not going to get very much. About two or three on that, Mike.
Yeah, I think it may have been Ryan Hinkle there, Pat. He's getting a lot of work here. He's doing a really good job.
Yeah, that's not all bad. He's got some strength to him, and he's got some weight to him to move that pile. He does gain about two, second and eight coming up. From the 22-yard line, they're just about in the Riverside Auto Supply Zone.
Yeah, we desperately need to get this ball put in the end zone, Pat.
Adams takes the snap, pitches it to Moore. He's in trouble already, and he'll be spinning down and for a loss back to the 30-yard line. Oh, my goodness gracious, that play blew up right away.
Yeah, we're just not getting the blocks out on the end of the line there, Pat, on those plays to the outside. We're just allowing too much penetration by the defense. And he's lost about 7-8 yards on that play just because we couldn't get that block down like we needed to.
Third down and 16 from the 30-yard line. Indeed, they lost 8 yards. Orion Adams in pass formation takes it, fires it right away, and it's incomplete. He threw it right at Hinkle's ankles, and it's hard to catch a ball down there by your feet.
Yeah, it's a pretty tough pass there, Pat, for Ryan to try and catch that. That was... wasn't a very good pass.
Fourth down coming up, and you know Coach Bear wants desperately to keep this drive alive.
Yeah, we need to come up with something big here, Pat. You know, we had a nice drive going here. We need to do something big to get a first down and keep it going.
One thing about that play, when Moore got slung down, he didn't throw the ball. He could have easily threw it up for grabs. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. There's the snap. Adams looking downfield. Throws it through the end zone, and it is knocked down by White. Excellent defensive play. He was just playing center field back there. It might have been Cassidy. I'm sorry, Cassidy with the deflection. So turned over on downs. and the Roadrunners will have it back.
That's too bad, Pat. We had a nice drive going there, and we like I said, we desperately needed to get a score. You know, it takes the momentum away from I-35. They're having our way with us here.
Well, the Rockets were able to put it together some first downs. Now they give the ball over on downs, and the Roadrunners have it at the 30-yard line. White looks to run it, tries to get to the outside, makes a juke move, gets by one guy, comes out of bounds, and he's finally run out over here. Once again, he's able to see the field, kick it into an extra gear, and able to escape those tacklers.
Yeah, he has very good downfield eyesight, it looks like, Pat. He reads the whole field very, very well.
All right, second down and about six. White takes the snap. It's a low snap. He picks it up, fires it downfield, got a man open. He makes the catch at the 45. He's on the loose at the 40, and down he goes at the 35-yard line. And Andrew Wright makes the tackle, but there's a penalty thrown in there at the end. It might have been a face masking.
I'm not sure if it was that do we have a horse collar call here in high school?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that may have been what it was.
All right, there's four guys talking about it there at the 36-yard line where Wright was able to bring him down. Rockets are already backing up closer to the Roadrunner end zone, so we'll see what happens here.
The one official looks like he was pulling that shoulder pad, so maybe they're not going to call that.
Okay, that would be nice if they picked up that flag as the Roadrunner cheerleader almost dropped her from the pyramid that they had. That would have been a bad disaster. Here comes the man in the white hat, and he does indeed say horse collar is the call. That's an automatic first down for the Roadrunners, and that's another penalty against the Rockets there. That's going to be tacked on to the end of the run. There's 5, there's 10, there's a 15 yards. So.
Yeah, that was a big penalty there, Pat. That really hurts us here. You know, there's just a minute 41 seconds left in the half. That just puts them that much closer to the end zone. And we really need to keep them from scoring this touchdown.
Yeah, that's the last thing you want to do is go down 28-0 here at halftime. Roadrunners coming up to the ball. About 30 on the clock here at half, leading 21-0. Need to make a stand here, Rocket defense. One receiver to the left, one to the right. White takes a snap. Drops back, looks to throw, fires it downfield. He's got a man open, and he makes the catch for a touchdown. A 21-yard pass in the end zone for Cassidy, and the Roadrunners are able to go up 27-0.
Nice pass there, Pat. You know, like we talked about earlier in warm-ups, he was throwing the ball really nice. Perfect spiral, right on stride, and the kid never had to slow down for it. Nice pass.
Yeah, he hasn't disappointed. There's a step in the kick. It's low, but it sneaks through, and the Roadrunners go up 28-0 here with a 15 left in the first half.
Yeah, that penalty really hurt us there, Pat. It moved them 15 yards closer to the end zone, and we just weren't able to get a hand on that ball on that pass to the end zone there where they scored.
All right, the locals are hooping it up here at Touro, Iowa, with a 4-touchdown lead, 28-0 over the Rockets here in a non-district affair. And halftime is going to be a good time for the Rockets to make adjustments. And that's the thing about the squads of Russ Bear. In the second half, they've been able to make those adjustments and do a better job of blocking and tackling, and it seems like they'll have to be reminded that again at this halftime as well.
Yeah, Pat, you know, you mentioned it several times earlier that White is very elusive. He does a very good job of playing off his blocks, and he always seems to know where to run the ball or where to pass it. He has very good field vision.
We won't have to worry about him next year. He is a senior. crazy thing about it is I don't remember him last year playing. All right. Roadrunners set the kick off from the 40-yard line, a Fremont Country Store kick as he approaches, and it's a squibber coming over here, and it bounces. Larkin picks it up, and he gets hit hard as he tried to shake and bake, but the first guy was there very, very quickly and brought him down immediately. Nice tackle there on the kickoff coverage.
Yeah, it was a nice tackle there, Pat. Like I said, it was a really nice hard hit.
All right, from the 32-yard line, Rockets with a 1:11 on the clock before halftime, down 28-0. We'll see that they try to air it out here. Power eye formation as Adams is under center. Looks the defense over, takes the snap, and he bowls straight ahead, and he gets some nice yardage there on first down. But they'll give you 5 yards. That's not going to be a problem.
Yeah, Pat, it looks like right now we're just almost just like we're running the clock out here before the end of the first half. Like we want to get back to the locker room or get back to our area on the field where we usually collect at the end of the half and go over some things that we need to adjust on.
Second and seven, they give him 3. I beg to differ. It looks like a little further than that. 3 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Adams, shotgun formation, takes the snap, bobbles it, throws it quickly, and it's caught, and a high tackle there is made. Looked like that was Moore. Yep. Craig Moore on the reception as 22 seconds are on the clock, and there's a stoppage of the clock, and the Rockets are going to burn their final timeouts. That makes sense to me. And we'll take a look at our sponsor, Hawkeye Real Estate, Robbie Davis, looking to buy, sell real estate in the Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont area. Call Robbie Davis with Hawkeye Real Estate, an EBF alum who continues to live and work in the Eddyville area, making him an expert with the local market. Whether you're buying or selling or renting, call Robbie Davis today at 641-660-4413 for all your real estate needs. As the band is starting to get in position across the way, halftime will be upon us soon at 19 seconds. But right, the issue right now at hand is it's third down and about 3. You don't want to punt the ball away and give them one last chance.
No, you don't, Pat. We want to run the ball here and keep the clock running. You know, stay in bounds. We go to the outside, keep the clock running, make them burn a timeout. I don't know if they will or not. You know, they're up 28-0 here, and I think they're probably going to get back into the locker room too.
3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. A little swing pass to the left side. Boyer flings it down the field, and it's going to be intercepted. And they tried a halfback pass, and it's picked off by Cassidy. He's having a whale of a game, and the pass is intended for Moore. They were not fooled on that one little bit, but it's almost better than a punt as it carries all the way to the 26-yard line where the Roadrunners will take it over there.
Yeah, it's, like I said, Pat, that was a nicely thrown ball, but their defensive back did a really nice job of getting in the right position to be able to pick that off.
All right. Let's see what happens. 12 seconds to go. You know that White, with his elusiveness and his receivers, are going to peg it downfield. He takes the snap, fires it deep. He's got a man open. Nice job by Dylan Howard to break it up at the midfield stripe. He was open for a little bit, but Dylan was able to sky. You wouldn't think somebody that's just over 5 foot can jump that high, but he was able to. 5'7", they got him. That's being generous, I think.
Yeah, he did a really nice job of getting up in the air, Pat. You look at the guy he was covering there, and I think the other kid was probably 6-7 inches taller than he is.
Dylan's had some injury problems with that ankle, but it didn't bother him on that particular play. I-35 with 2 receivers to the right, 2 to the left, as White looks to throw. He tucks it under, and he'll run up the field. He's got some room to go. He leaps over a player. He's still on his feet up to the 45-yard line. There's a couple of penalty flags down, but my goodness gracious, what athleticism by Jalen White. Wow.
That's all I can say, Pat, as well.
Holy smokes.
smoke. He almost jumped completely over top of him there on that play.
Needless to say, he's the high jumper for the track team. My goodness. But that was spectacular.
But, you know, it makes it look a lot more spectacular than it really is, because our kids are going low to try and tackle him, and he's jumping over top of them.
I don't care. That was phenomenal.
Yeah, well,
and there's a penalty flag at the end of the half. I think it was holding against I-35. The Rockets decline it, and they'll go into the locker room at half, 28-0, and the coaching staff has got their work cut out for them, as the Rockets got down 7-0 at the end of the first quarter, and now they're down 28-0 at the half. Rockets put together four first downs there unofficially, but they started out 3-and-out, 4-and-out, and then another 3-and-out, and another turnover on downs, and before they were able to get on the first down chart. And then they had a kickoff fumble, a fumble on the kickoff there by Ryan Adams. And so they've had a lot of things go wrong for them here in the first half, Coach.
Yeah, they have, Pat. Something I was thinking about when we were watching the first half, not only job, Pat, like we talked earlier, he sees the field very well, and he plays off his blocks very well, and he has everything going right now for his team, himself and his team, and to get the lead that they have. And we need to do a little bit better job on the outside on defense to be able to stop him from coming around the outside. And like we talked earlier, too, we need to do a little bit better job on our on offense, on our outside blocks, on those runs. We're just letting them get too much penetration on the outsides when we're trying to run out that way, and it's really been blowing up those runs.
You've hit the nail on the dinger. The Rocket offense has been struggling indeed. The ground and pound just hasn't been there. The little bit of a spark from Ryan Hinkle, the sophomore, and Dylan Howard has been in there. You got to give some of those kids a break from time to time. Adams and Moore and Boyer play nearly every snap on both sides of the ball. Got a little bit of fresh legs in there with Hinkle and Howard, and they were able to get some yardage there. A nice drive was going. The Rockets got all the way to the 22, and then they had a halfback pass that was snuffed out. Moore was dropped for about an 8-yard loss all the way back to the 30-yard line, and the Rockets couldn't convert on fourth down, and that was the end of the threat there on that particular possession. But I'm pretty confident that the Rockets will come back with the halftime adjustments and make some hay here in the second half.
Like I said, yeah, they had a really nice drive going there, and then we had that 8-yard loss on that play. It really hurt us big time, and we just couldn't recover from that. And we need to, you know, we need to let those things not bother us when we're out there in the field. Whether it did or not, I don't know, but it just looked like it did. But you know, those things, play's done, it's over with. You just got to forget it and move on to the next one and do your best on that next play.
Rockets had a couple of fumbles lost. They also had a couple of one interception thrown as well. Penalty-wise, they've got three on the evening for 25 yards. And they just need to be mistake-free ball. And right now, I think the Rockets are a little bit young, and I think it'll come with age, but it's just a matter of waiting for that age to occur.
I think you're right there, Pat. You know, there's a lot to be said for playing against kids your own age. And it not only helps you get camaraderie out there on the field, playing, learning how to play together, learning what you can do, what your teammates can do, and feed off of that and make things happen in a good way. You know, and there's a lot to be said for being able to win some games when you're young to get that confidence built up. And it makes it really hard when things aren't going your way to keep that momentum and confidence up.
All right, the second half kick is just about ready to start. The Rockets will indeed kick off to the Roadrunners here to start this second half. And Cassidy is back for the Roadrunners. And it looks like Jalen White, their quarterback, is also back there. Kind of a strange move to have him, but Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Cole Daniels is the other one back there, Pat, number two.
All right.
Yeah, I thought it was Cassidy also, but it's number two.
Okay, Rockets will approach, and they will be teeing it up and kicking it off. And it looks like Taylor is going to be kicking it off, number 31, Bracken Taylor, to start this. It'll be a Fremont Country Store kick from Bracken Taylor. He's got the right side soccer style action going on. He approaches, and it is an onside kick. A huge bounce, and the Rockets recover it on the onside kick. And there you go, Coach Lane. Excellent job on the onside.
That was a perfectly kicked ball there. Hit the ground when he kicked it and bounced right up in the air. And it looked like I-35 even made an attempt to even try and go get it. There were a couple of their guys over there on their receiving team just kind of stood there and watched it while we went up and got the ball back. Excellent job.
Yeah, one of the gunners for the Rockets over there on the far side, I think it was Dakota Boyer, was able to run right under it. A perfect bounce. My goodness gracious. And the Rockets have it here on their first possession. And they are in I-35 territory, and they move the pile all the way up to the 36 or 7-yard line.
Look like Ryan Hinkle again there, Pat. Really good start, strong start for the Rockets. Nice 5-yard gain.
All right. Second and five coming up from the Roadrunner 37. They hand it off and give it to Moore. He stumbles ahead and gets some positive yardage. And right away, the Rockets are making their presence felt on this first possession.
Nice solid run there by Trey Moore. Got a two-yard gain there, so it's about third and two.
All right, manageable play here. Rockets need a first down. Adams under center, takes it, fakes the pitch, runs to the left side, gets hit low, and he does pick up the first down, but there's a penalty flag in the backfield by the referee.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that call is on, Pat. It was way behind the play where Ryan was running the ball, so I'm not really sure what that's going to be, unless it was a hold behind him.
Holding indeed against the Rockets. Oh, my goodness gracious. From the spot of the foul, which was about the 35, is going to put the ball back to the 45, make it the 46. Third down and about 14. Just when you think you got things going the right way, Michael.
Yeah, and Ryan had a nice run there. Had the first down, but, it's just a killer. That's too bad it hadn't happened behind him when it wasn't really helping or making a difference in the play.
Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Adams takes the snap, rolls to his right. He's under pressure already, and down he goes. A sack of a quarterback all the way back to the Eddyville 44-yard line. Oh, my goodness gracious.
That was a heck of a play by their, I'm not sure if that was the linebacker or lineman there, but he did a nice job of pursuing Ryan, and Ryan gave him a stiff arm and pushed his head back. But, he couldn't get out of his grasp, and the defender did a nice job making the tackle.
Chance Gardner with a huge, huge sack for a loss all the way back to the 44. Rockets in punt formation. There's the snap, the step, the kick. It's a low wobbler that takes him back to about the 25-yard line. He reverses field, and he's taken down. Excellent job on the coverage there by one of the gunners. It looks like it's Boyer. He turns his way. I can catch his number. Actually, it's Trey Moore.
Trey Moore, nice tackle.
All right, I-35 with it now. First possession of the second half, and they will be at the 26-yard line. And after that onside kick, The Rockets had it going. They got one first down out of that, if I'm not mistaken. And then, actually, no, they had that penalty, and then it went backwards from there. So Rockets just got to get away from their mistakes here. White takes it. A long handoff to Cassidy over here, and he's able to get a few yards past the 30 to about the 33-yard line.
Yeah, nice run there by Cassidy. Really quick. He and White are both very quick runners.
He's just a freshman, that Cassidy is.
He's going to be a good one when he gets to be a senior.
All right. Second down and about four. One receiver to the left, one to the right. They hand it off the middle. Cassidy got that first down yardage. Adams takes him down along with Boyer, but a first down achieved for I-35, their first of the second half.
Yeah, for a nice little side note here, for all you Cubs and Cardinals fans out there listening, I'm sure there's a lot listening to the ball game or watching it on TV, the Redbirds are up 4-0 right now. It's an awesome start for them, so hopefully they keep that going. I'm not biased, though, by any means, people. I'm sorry.
Well, I am. White hands off, and he's got some room to run over here. The big Eggly, the fullback, and he gets close to a first down, and the Roadrunners are flexing their muscles here on their first possession of the second half.
Yeah, they're doing a nice job, Pat, of firing off their blocks, and they're doing a really nice job pushing us back.
All right. White sends a receiver out to the left, one to the right. Pistol formation for White. Takes the snap, hands it up to Eagley. He's got the room to run. He's got the first down and more all the way up to the 40-yard line of the Rockets. First down achieved, their second of the second half.
Yeah, so far, Pat, on this opening drive of the second half for I-35, they're really having their way with us right now. Their offensive line is just shoving us back off the ball really easily.
One receiver to the right, one to the left. Pistol formation. Takes the snap, rolls to his left. A long handoff to Cassidy, and he is able to get a few yards on that play. Up to about the 32-yard line, and it'll be second down and about seven. At the 8-minute mark, leading 28-0, but they're threatening already on their first drive of the second half. One receiver to the left, one to the right. Pistol formation again. White takes the snap, rolls to his right, looks to throw. Got his man in the downfield. It's Eagley, a nice catch. Inside the 20 to about the 15-yard line.
Well, that was a nice diving catch by Eagley there. Just ball was just thrown just in the perfect position for him to catch it, and he's the only one that was able to catch that ball to get to it and made a nice diving catch.
Perfect pass. Yeah, well, I was going to talk about the velocity of that pass. It wasn't a frozen rope. It was a nice catch and throw. Just a beautiful job, execution there out of the Roadrunners by White. There's a snap. He rolls to his right, looking to keep it, and he comes to the short side of the field, and he runs out of area to run, but he gets it inside the 15 to about the 12, where it'll be second down. They can get a first down inside the 5. The Roadrunners can. Already up 28-0 here in the third quarter. Pat Powers with Mike Lane on KIIC.3 as I-35 puts one guy out to the left, one to the right. They'll take the pitch, go to the left side. White's got some room to run. He hasn't been touched yet. And finally, as they get him out of bounds across the way there, and as we talked earlier in the first half, he's got that little extra gear that he's able to get out of the way of a tackler and get around him and make more yards.
Yeah, he does, Pat. He's an exceptional athlete, it looks like. And like I said, he puts that burst of speed on, and you just don't get a hand on him very well.
All right. Third down and about 3 from the 8-yard line. They're in the Riverside Auto Supply Zone. for their fifth time this evening. White sends a guy out to the right side, a guy to the left. Pistol formation, takes the snap. Crossbuck action is tripped up there. Egley with the carrier. Gabe Larkin in on the stop, and Dakota Boyer, a couple of young kids, a sophomore and a freshman, is able to make that play.
Did a nice job there, Pat, of going down the line of scrimmage and making those tackles.
Fourth and two here, Coach Mike Lane. Let's see if we can get a stop here and keep them out of the end zone.
Let's just don't jump off sides.
All right. One receiver to the left, one to the right. White looking to his right side, takes the snap, rolls to his right, trying to turn it up, and he gets hit, and down he goes, and he's inside the five to about the two, and looks like first down is achieved, but I see a penalty flag on there, Coach.
Yeah, it looks like a pad, but it's a hold.
Here comes the man in the white hat. Hold indeed against I-35, their first one of the second half. That'll move them back 10 yards, and that was a big, big, big call because White was inside the five. He would have had the first and goal for sure, but now it comes back to about the 19-yard line.
Yeah, it was a huge play call for us there, Pat. You know, it was fourth and two, now it's fourth and about 12.
Make it the 13-yard line, I'm sorry. So it's the 18.
It's 18. And they're still going for it.
Very good. Fourth down. One receiver to the left, one to the right. White drops back to pass, throws it to the right side, and it is a jump ball, and it's incomplete. And Dylan Howard is back there playing safety, and he was able to knock that ball down. 42 was that Chance kid. Chance Gardner intended for him, but he could not outleap Dylan Howard.
Now, Dylan made another nice play back there as a defensive back, and earlier in the second quarter, he made that nice defensive play going up against that kid that was about 6-7 inches taller than him and out-jumped him, and he did another really nice job there defending that receiver.
Well, the thing about I-35 going for it, they put rockets in a hole all the way back to the 18-yard line. Adams throws it. It's caught. Nice catch by Moore, and he spins up to about the 29-yard line, make it the 25-yard line. Nice catch and throw. Gain of about 8 or 9. Let's make it 9. Second and 1 coming up.
That was a nice pass there by Ryan. We just need to keep that going here.
He had some zip on that particular play. He threw that with authority, and Moore was open. Power eye formation now for the Rockets. Ryan Adams under center. Takes a snap. Turns and gives it to Boyer, and he is strung out and taken down, and there is a little or no gain. Actually, they'll lose about a foot to make a third down and still one. So, is that hard count coming up now?
Yeah, I don't know why we don't do that, Pat. It doesn't hurt anything. You take a little bit of a chance there, but, it really doesn't hurt to do that. Unless you jump off yourself.
5 minutes to go in the third quarter. They turn and hand it to the second man through, and he does get the first down. That'll be the first down of the second half, a Veldhuizen chiropractic first down, and Dr. Destin will be happy about that one, as that will move the chains, and the ball sits at about the 31-yard line of Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont.
I think that was Trey Moore on that run, Pat. Nice, strong run. I was kind of looking at the my unofficial stats here. You know, Ryan is 3 of 5 passing the ball so far tonight, so maybe that's something we need to start doing a little bit more of.
All right, second back through. Nothing happening there on that particular play. In fact, well, I guess they will give him one yard. Second and 9 coming up. I didn't think he had anything in him. We just don't have that breakaway speed also to get to the outside like the Roadrunners do. And the Rockets send three guys way out to the left side, one to the right. Adams in shotgun formation takes a snap. He looks to run. He's got some room, but then he's taken down at the point of attack at about the 35-yard line. So a quarterback draw gains a little bit. It'll be third down and about six from the 35-yard line. A big play coming up.
Yeah, Pat, we need to get a first down here, get some momentum going on our side and take some away from them. You know, they've just, like I said, they've been having their way with us on the line of scrimmage this half, and we need to do need to get some points on the board here.
All right. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Adams takes a peek, takes a snap, throws it quickly to the right side. It's dropped over there as the Cardinals will rack up a 4-0 win in game one. Lackey is the winner for the Cardinals, and Lester will take the loss. Tommy Pham with the home run, and Piscotty with the home run. So that's pretty decent. The rookies coming through for the Cardinals. All right, Rockets with a fourth down and five. There's the snap. It's dropped. It's picked up and punted very, very low. A line drive gets up to the 40-yard line. Cassidy takes it on the hop. He runs over on the far side, gets all the way into Rocket territory to the 45-yard line. And that was a heck of a run after that low, low, low kick.
Yeah, he did a really nice job, Pat, of getting the ball in his hands and just making a quick step to his left and taking off. And then made a nice run.
All right, they're in Rocket territory at the 45-yard line on this possession. Now, the Rockets were able to keep them out of the end zone last time, so that's a plus. They held them on fourth down, got the ball over on downs, and let's see what happens now. White takes it, hands it off to his Cassidy. He gets hit hard by the linebacking core, but he gets up to about the 41-yard line. It's at halftime there at CMB, and Albie has run up a 42-0 lead on the Raiders. So it didn't take long for them to start hitting the pavement there. 42-0, Albie leads. North Polk 28-0 over Davis County. PCM up 28-7 over Clark. Fort Madison, Centerville, still no score as White takes it, and he runs right up the field, makes a guy miss. Out to the left side, jiggles his way up to about the first down yardage. My gosh, there'll be a guy right on him, and he'll just walk around him, make him miss, and they get a first down out of it.
He has a really nice stutter step there, Patty. You know, it comes up, he pretty much stops and just kind of, I don't know, shakes it all over the place, and he does a really nice job of basically making a 90-degree angle cut and getting by you. You know, we're grabbing for a lot of air when he's running the ball.
Muscatine is up 35. Atumwa 7. That's at the second quarter. As White looks to throw, fires it over here on the right side. It's caught, and a nice open field tackle by the cornerback over here. And who is that? Dylan Howard. Dylan, they're trying to pick on you, but he's done a great job.
He's playing a heck of a game back there tonight. He's one of our bright spots on defense tonight.
Waukee's up 28. Over Indianola. Knoxville and Sheraton are in the halftime. Knoxville leads by one, 13-12. Norwalk 14, Oskaloosa nothing. Carlisle 29-7 over Sadell. Pella whooping up on Newton 41-0. And Fairfield has gone ahead of Mount Pleasant as Cassidy is running the ball over on the far side. Made a nice move right at the line of scrimmage to fake out one of our defenders and picks up about 8 yards on that play to make it third down and about two from the 30-yard line.
You know, he has a lot of the same type of moves that White does, their quarterback, and that's just not fair.
Certainly, Kyoto leads 27-14 over Highland, and Pella Christian leads 49-6 over Columbus. That is it, halftime. As White takes it on the left side there, and he moves, and we got a penalty flag there, as two penalty flags, as Morrison was mixing it up. Dolphin Gritton was mixing it up with somebody. Pleasantville leads at halftime 42-0. And it says here, West Marshall and Iowa City Regina at zero. That's in the first quarter. I don't believe that. Wayne up 70-60 over Seymour. That's in the third quarter. Moravia 28, Twin Cedars 6. And Montezuma goes final 48-0 over North Mahaska. And that about does it. Penalty against I-35. Did you catch the call?
Yeah, it's holding.
Unsportsmanlike against I-35. So a lot of those two.
Well, I think the unsportsmanlike was after the play was over, so the way I'm figuring things, they should have both of them marked off, and it looks like they are.
Excellent.
That's two huge penalties against I-35 there.
25 yards of penalties right there, and one fell swoop drives the ball all the way back to the 48-yard line of I-35. It's going to be third down and about 27. They were at the 27-yard line, and now they're at the 47-yard line. So, a couple of stupid mistakes when you got a lead 28-0. You don't want to see that happen.
No, I don't know what happened, Pat. I didn't see what happened on our sideline over there across the way from us. It's really hard to tell what happened, but I could see the holding penalty back here. One of their offensive linemen was laying off top of one of ours, so I don't think they were wrestling or anything, but something was going on.
Swing pass over here to the left side is caught. He's got some room to run. Down the sideline he goes. He's on the loose. He'll get dragged down from behind, and there's a penalty flag as Ryan Adams reaches out and gets a horse collar, even though it looked like it was just his jersey that was being pulled down.
Yeah, that's too bad, Patty. It made a nice run to the outside, you know, had one kid missed. Well, they actually had a nice block on him, and he got to the outside and turned the speed up down the sideline and just ran away from everybody except for Ryan. And Ryan was able to bring him down, but probably another horse collar call.
That was Cassidy, wasn't the freshman. My goodness, he had some afterburners.
He's a quick kid.
And here comes the call. Yeah, a horse collar. That's the second one of the night. Second penalty unofficially in the second half. And that's going to mark halfway to the goal line. So they're about the 4-yard line. So that's about a 5-yard penalty, even though it should have been more. The 35 Roadrunners with 35 seconds left in the quarter are knocking on the door here. They lead 28-0. It'd be nice for the Rockets to put up a stand here, but it's first and goal from the 4-yard line. White takes the snap, hands it off to the running back, and he'll go to the right side. He gets stopped short. Good job by Ryan Adams over there, and Dylan Howard again. We've been calling his name a lot. He's about at the 1-foot line, don't you think?
Yeah, that's awful close there, Pat, to the goal line. Yeah, like I said this a little bit ago, Dylan has played a heck of a game back there tonight for us.
And that'll do it for the third quarter, 28-0, as the I-35 Roadrunners are knocking at the door. Harris Ag Service, Luke Harris, your Channel seed dealer, and Cardin's soybean dealer with Liberty Link trait to kill those herbicides that are becoming resistant to Roundup spray, as well as custom chemical spraying and fertilizer application reprint. Follow us here. Try Harris Ag Service for your fertilizer needs for next year. Call Luke to get a soil analysis done today, 641-799-8640. And Eddyville Builders. Your next remodeling project or large housing project can be done quickly and efficiently with Eddyville Builders. They have the experience and know-how to make your dream project a reality. Call Scott Greer for your free estimate today. Get ready to make your home looking great and new again. Call 777-2183 to get into the game today. And Mike, as I mentioned earlier, will be live and on the radio on Tuesday night as the Rockets will be taking on Davis County Mustangs down there in the Cracker Box in Bloomfield.
Yeah, that's, I don't know if a lot of the people have ever been to that gymnasium that they have down at Davis County, but it is a true home court advantage. It is always loud. Seems like it is always very hot. And they have a very well-coached team. I can't think of the name of their coach right now, but they have done a very good job down there for several years. They've always been a thorn in our side, it seems like. And they always come and play us hard, whether they play us at our place or down there, and it'll be a challenge for us.
Yeah, South Central Conference battle indeed on the volleyball court Tuesday night as the Rockets will travel down there as they hand off to Egley, and he takes it in for the score. On the first play in the fourth quarter, I-35 takes it in for a touchdown. 1 yard run by Egley.
Yeah, just a nice little run up the middle there, Pat. He didn't have very far to go, and he did a nice job of hanging on the ball with both hands.
That's at the 11:57 mark. And the extra point looks good and is good. They'll ring it up to 35-0 here at Touro, and the Rockets need to put something positive together to get on the board.
You know, we kept them scoreless there in the third quarter, and defense did a good job that quarter, except for that last drive that finished the third quarter and started the fourth. So we need to keep that up. You know, even though they scored on that, it took them a little while to do that. You know, they had that big two penalty play against them, put them back at 3rd and 27. And next play, they had that nice, really long run, and we had that horse collar penalty against us, really hurt us. So, you know, we've given up some big plays, and those are the things we need to stop. We can't give up those big plays.
You're exactly right. As we want to welcome Cargill and thank them for being a sponsor. Harvest is underway. Market your corn with Cargill this fall. Call 1-800-515-1105. And don't forget, Ajinomoto Heartland. They're also proud sponsors of Rocket Football. Heartland Ajinomoto manufactures and distributes cost-effective feed grain amino acids and is the front-runner in amino acid nutritional research and technical expertise. As we get ready for another Fremont Country Store kick, Rockets are back deep to receive this. It's end-over-end coming over here to the side. Gabe Larkin gets it, and he falls down. And he will be down right at the spot at the 25-yard line, and maybe the dew is starting to collect there. He lost his footing as soon as he grabbed that ball.
Yeah, it looked like he mishandled it just a little bit, and he slipped when he went to try and get it and did the smart thing instead of trying to pick it up and run with it with defenders bearing down on him. He did a good job and just covered it up.
That's exactly right. So the freshman out of Chillicothe does that as the Rockets send up Ryan Adams underneath center power eye formation here. Adams takes the snap, turns and gives to the second man through. Got some running room. Nice job on that run. And that was Dakota Boyer, the sophomore out of Lakesburg, Iowa. He gets about 8 yards on that play, makes it 2nd and 2. So they're ahead of the sticks.
Yeah, did a nice job there, right up the middle there. Dakota did a nice job of driving forward. Offensive line did a nice job opening up a hole for him.
All right, same formation. There's the snap, the give to the second guy, and he got hit that time before he got to the line of scrimmage. We need to check out number 50 and find out who that guy is. I thought they said Gage Berryman earlier in the when they were doing lineups, but I knew that Gage was in the starting lineup, but I didn't know where he was at. But he might be on that.
Yeah, he may have switched to number 50 for defensive purposes.
All right, Adams pitches it out this time, and it's swarmed under there, and we're not going to be able to get that first down yardage on that particular play. He pitched it out to Moore, I think.
Yeah, I believe so, Pat.
And he was not able to get that first down. Now it's 4th down after that big run on first down. It's 4th down and 1. You'd think they do a quarterback sneak here. Ryan's almost 6 foot. That's 2 yards, isn't it?
Yep, should be.
All right. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Adams takes the snap, and indeed plows forward and he comes out on the other end. First down, that's a Veldhuizen chiropractic first down for the Rockets, and unofficially that's their second one of the second half.
Yeah, and Ryan did a good job there of just getting the snap and just taking the lunge forward and kept his feet driving and made a nice little run there for the first down.
Okay. That'll wind the clock. We're in the fourth quarter here, 9:10 to go. Rockets want to put something on the board to get rid of that goose egg. Power eye formation. Adams under center. Takes the snap. Pitches. It's fumbled. The ball is loosed, and it's picked up by the Rockets. A heady play there by Boyer, I think.
It's Trey.
Trey Moore.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, that could have been a disaster. And that was on a first down play. They lost 10, so it's going to be second and 20, and you talk about being behind the sticks there. It's going to happen here.
That's not what we needed on first down.
All right. Passing formation. Rockets take the snap. Ryan Adams looks. He fires it deep downfield, and it is picked off by the I-35 Roadrunners. Up the field he comes. He's at the 40, make that the 35. He gets past the Rockets and all the way down to the 23-yard line. Oh, what a interception return for I-35.
And that was Braden Egley. Must be the brother of Bo Egley, the running back.
He's a sophomore. So they've got some youth movement going on there at the Roadrunner side as well. And we got a stoppage of play here by the man in the white hat. The Roadrunners will take a timeout. That's their first of the second half. Hawkeye Real Estate with Robbie Davis is, if you're looking to buy or sell real estate in the Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont area, call Robbie Davis today with Hawkeye Real Estate. He's an EBF alum who continues to live and work in the Eddyville area, making him an expert with the local market. Whether you're buying, selling, or renting, call Robbie Davis today at 641-660-4413 for your real estate needs. And I kind of noticed on that particular play, they only had about three down linemen, and they had eight guys back in coverage, Coach Lane, and they kind of threw it up for grabs, and the Roadrunners came down with it.
Yeah, ball went about a yard and a half, 2 yards, a little bit too long for our receiver to get to it. He overthrew him a little bit. But, you know, that was a good job by I-35 changing up the defense. You know, we hadn't seen that yet tonight. And it looks to me like they may have called the timeout here to get some of their JV players in, because it looks like we're going to have a different quarterback. Number five, actually, the one that just made the interception, Braden Egley, is going to be out there running the offense.
Well, he's got some speed to burn. In fact, they do indeed have the JV squad in there, and good for them. They're up 35-0, and with 7:42 in the game, you might as well get some experience in for them youngsters. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. Egley turns and gives. Nice hit.
Ooh, nice hit.
That must have been Berryman. Nice job by Gage to level the bloom on that one. He stopped him right in his tracks. Hit him hard and low and stopped him right there. Took him off his feet.
Wrapped his arms around him just like you're supposed to do. Nice job.
All right. Second down and about seven. Get the play in from the sideline. It's going to take a little longer. Jalen White was able to run basically whatever he wanted to. He's got full control of the offense, and now the JV squad's got to look and see what they can run. Two receivers to the left, to the right. They hand it right up the field, and it's going to be stopped in there. Ireland is the running back, and he gains a couple. It'll be third down and about five.
Yeah, it was a nice stop out there by number 56 for us. Dalton Griffith.
Dalton G, indeed. That'd be nice to get the ball back here, not let the JV score. They already send two receivers to the right, two to the left. Egley from the pistol formation. Takes it, fires it quickly out there on the right side, and it's incomplete. Good job on the defense there, as he was able to hit him right when the ball got to him. That looked like Trey Moore with the defense, yes. And it'll be fourth down and five coming up. And with that continuous clock running, even though it was an incomplete pass, it'll just keep rolling. 5:45 on the clock here at Truro. Rockets down 35-0. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. Egley takes the snap. It's high. He keeps it, runs to his left side, got some room to run. He's still on his feet. He's at the five. He's at the goal line. Touchdown, Egley, from 17 yards out.
Nice run there by Egley. Made a couple of nice spin moves. Too many missed tackles. That's been a sore spot all year. We just have not been able to tackle very well. And it hurt us again.
Oh, yes, no doubt about it. He had people all over him like a cheap suit, but he was able to keep his legs moving and shed those tacklers as the PAT kick looks good, and it is good. And 42-0 goes the Roadrunners.
Yeah, nice little short drive there by the Roadrunners, Pat, after that interception.
Yeah, you think about that turnover. It set up that score very, very quickly. They put the JV squad in, and they were able to utilize their execution and the quickness. You know, that's the other thing. That Egley kid, he's got some speed, too. So the Roadrunners may be living up to their name, running up and down the field.
Yeah, they have a lot of speed in their backfield, Pat, with White, the quarterback. And Cassidy, their running back, who, like I said, is only a freshman. And they've both done an excellent job of getting to the outside. And even when they run the ball up the middle, they do a nice job of spin moves and kind of the sidesteps of our defenders. And they've made some really nice plays for their team tonight.
All right, Rockets to get back out on the field and receive this kick. Their backmen are at the 25-yard line, as I-35 has not been able to kick it very deep, but they have been very efficient on their coverage. All right. George with the kick, and is high, end over end, coming up to Trey Moore. He takes it, runs across the field. He's loose on the 50. He cuts back the 45, the 40, the 35, up to the 30-yard line. Trey Moore with a beautiful run up to about the 26 or 7-yard line.
That is excellent, excellent move there by Trey. You know, we talked earlier, it sounded like all of our kickoff returns were going right up the middle. Trey took it from the right side and kind of cut across diagonally and made a nice move and got to the outside and made a heck of a run. Broke off a couple tackles there and be a nice run.
Exactly. Good job by Trey at the 4:44 mark here in the fourth quarter. Continuous clock as we sit at 42-0. Moore gets this time, tries the left side, and he'll get wrapped up as he crosses the line of scrimmage.
Looks like Wyatt Klein's back out there at quarterback right now, Pat.
Okay, that makes some sense. You don't want Ryan Adams to get injured. You might as well put in your second stringers. All right. Kopke, then playing all the plays, both defense and offense, over the ball. Klein, under center, power eye formation, takes a snap. There's a toss. They wing it out here to the right side. It's caught, and then he falls down. That was catches made by Dakota Boyer, and he slips up. It kind of reminds me of that Iowa City game when we were slip-sliding all over the place, but Iowa City had plenty of traction. I actually think he lost a little bit when he tried to turn back, and he lost some yardage on that. Third down and 7 for the Rockets. Klein in shotgun formation. Two receivers to the left, one to the right, looking to throw. fires it down the field, and it's picked off by 35. He's got some room to run. He's past the 50. He's on the loose, and one man to beat, and he can't get her done. Somebody was able to run him down from behind. That was Andrew Wright, who was able to make that touchdown-saving tackle at the 37-yard line.
That's too bad, Pat. Pass was overthrown just a little bit there, and their defense back made a nice, their center fielder back there made a nice job of coming up to the ball, catching it on dead run, and just sprinted to the to our side of the field and made a nice run back to our 37-yard line.
All right, so the JV squad of I-35 comes back in for this possession, and the clock is running at the 2:30 mark here in the fourth. Roadrunners lead 42-0. In some way, shape, or form. Nope, I thought I missed a touchdown in there somewhere. They'll run it up the middle, and he gains about 2 or 3 yards up to the 35-yard line, where it'll be second down at about 8. And it's been one of those nights, Coach Lane, where it's been tough sledding for the offense, and then the defense gets tired, and then they start making some sloppy plays and give up some scores that they shouldn't have happened.
Yeah, you know, when you're out there playing every play, offensive, defense, you're going to get tired, and, you know, you get just a little bit slow, and it makes it harder to make those plays that you've been making in the first half.
The third quarterback in is number 7. It's Gringolone, the freshman. He's 6'2".
How'd you pronounce that, Pat?
Gringolone. Isn't that right?
I think so. I've never seen that name before.
I have not either, but I said it.
Good job.
All right. Loss of about 1. That's 3rd down and 9. 2 receivers to the left, 2 to the right, as the clock winds for a 1:17. Gringolone hands off, or fakes the handoff, and is sacked for a loss. Excellent job by Ryan Adams to come crashing in. And this goes back to your point earlier, Coach. When they play against kids their own age, they're able to do pretty decent.
Yeah, they are, Pat. You know, there's a lot to be said for playing against kids your own age, and it's too bad. You know, we just don't have the numbers that we can keep our freshmen out and not make them play on varsity games and stuff, get that experience, get that work in together, and be able to win some games and build your confidence up for when you get to be a year older.
2 receivers to the right, 2 to the left. Man in motion. They'll give it to him, and he gets snuffed behind the line of scrimmage again. There was Kopke. There was Adams in the backfield. Good job on 4th down. Turnover on downs as the clock winds. There's 20 seconds left in the ball game, and the Rockets are going to whistle a timeout. Yeah. And with 15 seconds left on the clock, they're going to see what they can do on this couple of final snaps here at the end. But looking forward to next week, Rockets will play host to Highland Riverside, and it's going to be a competitive game again. Rockets need to strap that puppy on, the chin strap on, and lace their shoes pretty tight. They got to, if they want to get another victory in the District 6.
Yeah, they do, Pat. I'm not sure what how Highland is doing tonight. I can't remember who you said they were playing, but just for looking in Tillamacury today, it looked like they were the last place team in our district. So that's a game that we really, really need to win next week and give ourselves a chance to end up in that number 4 spot to make the playoffs.
All right. Trying to kick up the Thunderbolt app.
Looks like we've got a lot of new players out there too, Pat.
All right. They take the snap. Looks to run. Moore takes it over here on the right side, and he's able to get out of the bounce, but they'll just keep the clock running at 5 seconds, and that will do it for the ball game. 45-0. Excuse me, 42-0 is what the score is going to end up at. 42-0 is the final. Rockets unable to put very many first downs together unofficially with six, as Sigourney Kyoto's winning 48-14 over Highland in the